I'm Jason Middleton, KGO 810.
This is KGO San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
And it is 7 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, Game 3 of the NBA Finals.
Backs down Barnes to the paint, spins baseline, layup again, good.
Look, Harrison can't do anything about that.
LeBron James again taking over these NBA Finals. LeBron has 11 points while NBA MVP Steph Curry still struggling from the field. He's made just 1 out of 5 shots, has just 3 points. Cavaliers up on the Warriors right now, 35-31 with about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns joins us live now from San Leandro at Ricky's, watching the game with the fans tonight. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, John. Well, it's a lively atmosphere here at Ricky's Sports Bar, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of anxiety here as well. It's not like they're, you know, loosey-goosey. They're on the edge of their seats. They're watching the Warriors just made another basket, so they're happy about that. But it's a little bit tested here, and I don't quite blame them. And the interesting thing is, I asked a few of the people here if they realize that the San Francisco Giants pitcher just threw a no-hitter, and they're like, what? He did? Nah, I'm just watching the Warriors. So live here at Ricky's in San Leandro, I'm Carolyn Bird, KGO 810.
And on to the other big sports news of the night, San Francisco Giants rookie pitcher Chris Heston has pitched a no-hitter against the New York Mets in the Big Apple tonight. We'll have more on that story a bit later. And now to rebuilding the San Jose Police Department.
I have proposed that we use that as part of a fund for recruitment and attraction of officers and simply expand the scope to include retention.
A multi-million dollar economic shot in the arm appears to be good news for the SJPD, but retention is probably the key word in that soundbite from Mayor Sam Liccardo, because San Jose has had a hard time hanging on to cops since benefits were slashed by former Mayor Chuck Reed. Here's KGO 810's Jennifer Hodges.
The city of San Jose's budget office has come forward with an additional $5 million, money the mayor now wants to use to get more police officers.
We know that we've had a real challenge in this city retaining officers. It'll go into the same fund that we're using for recruitment.
If approved, total funds of $11.4 million will go towards recruitment of officers and training needs. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo.
I think everybody on the council agrees that public safety is our top priority.
That suburban Dallas police officer captured on video pointing a gun at black teens at a pool party and taking down a bikini-clad teen has resigned tonight. Correspondent Nick Valencia reports it was not Eric Casebolt's first brush with the law.
2008, the same year he received the Officer of the Year award, he was sued for allegedly performing an illegal body cavity search, accused of using excessive force, racial profiling, and sexual assault.
As the manhunt stretches on following the weekend breakout of two murderers from a prison in upstate New York, authorities are trying to figure out how such an elaborate prison break seemingly fizzled. Correspondent Deborah Fabrick reports the pair believed to be near the prison because a female prison worker may have had second thoughts.
She may have been the ride for these two fugitives. The woman who's a civilian employee at the prison, she told investigators that she planned to pick up the two men after they broke out and sort of popped up out of this manhole. But apparently she changed her mind.
Well, back here in the Bay Area, is it more high-tech bluster or real data? Despite massive security breaches at places like Sony and the federal government, 60% of the corporate executives polled tell their board of directors their company is secure. More from KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley.
That's according to a new survey conducted by Red Seal in Sunnyvale, CEO Ray Rothrock.
That struck us as odd because the data out there show that 97% of all companies have had a network breach or are in the middle of it as we speak.
The economy depends on businesses staying in business and building trust with their customers.
The bad guys have got to be lucky once, and you got to be lucky. The good guys have to be lucky 100% of the time.
It is 7:04 on KGO. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather on the fives.
Hey, all you busy people out there. What's your story?
I'm a professional volunteer.
I host all the neighborhood parties.
I serve the best steak in town.
This week, I'm Snack Mom. Welcome one and all to the new Smart and Final. Come shop fresh produce and guaranteed quality meats, organics too.
It's fresh, delicious, and it costs so much less.
Pick up your groceries for the week or stock up on the big stuff.
There's more club sizes here than the club store.
And restaurant quality, everything.
The new Smart and Final. Warehouse and Market. Friend and neighbor. Us and you.
Now through June 9th, get $10 off your next purchase when you buy $30 or more of participating Procter & Gamble products. Choose from selected Charmin bath tissue, Bounty paper towels, Tide laundry detergent, and more. See your Smart & Final store for details.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for traffic on the fives, and we welcome Lee Graham to the KGO Traffic Center.
San Francisco.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. We will start in the South Bay and on the peninsula. Palo Alto, northbound 101 at University Avenue. A stalled Mercedes in the left lane. It should be out of the road now. It's got traffic crawling back to 85. Southbound 101 is still unusually heavy this evening due to several earlier problems. Your stop and go from Oakland Road in San Jose all the way back to University Avenue in Palo Alto. Milpitas, 237 eastbound at Zanker Road. It's a fender bender there that's in the clearing stages. It's still got you bumper to bumper, though, back to the Bayshore Freeway. And in the city, a broken down vehicle on 80 eastbound a little after 4th Street had the left lane blocked. It's stop and go back to 101. Northbound 101 is barely moving at all from 280 to the Skyway. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW certified collision repair center with BMW trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now to your Bay Area weather forecast. Well, you can blame the remnants of Hurricane Blanca for all this humidity here in Northern California. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Temperatures are down this afternoon, believe it or not. We have the fog around, and that's pretty much what you can expect in the overnight hours. Tomorrow morning, you can leave your jacket behind. Mid-50s to mid-60s, quite mild to start off. We do have a possibility of showers and thunderstorms, best chance in the North Bay, between late tonight and tomorrow evening. So don't be surprised if you hear the rumble of thunder.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies. The hot spot is in San Jose at 72 degrees. It's 71 in Oakland, 66 in San Francisco. The Direct Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go with the Drex Radio Show on a Tuesday, live in the Bay, live and local around the Bay and around the world. That's right, at KGOradio.com. Download the app today in the, wherever you download your apps, in your app store. Your Apple...
Up your app.
Yes, up your app, and your Apple will now watch and monitor your sex life for you. Don't you love that story? It comes out today.
Welcome back, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, so many hugs and pinching of your cheeks.
Coming out of the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco, that's why I had to come back. The iOS 9 phone will now track your sexual history. If you so desire, if you have that desire... So you're actually falling in love with your iPhone. I mean, like, perhaps really falling in love with it.
Wait, so...
It can track your sexual history.
It knows if I had a one-night stand, of course.
You can put all of that stuff in there. I mean, you know, it obviously, honestly, it's supposed to be part of a new reproductive health tracking feature.
Oh.
But you can track those things.
Oh,
you can track when exactly you had sex and whether you use protection. Yes.
And, oh, my God. Okay, yeah, I need to shut up.
Well, would you?
Well, no, but I could see where somebody might be like, I
got to
be extra, extra careful, you know, these weeks of this month or something like that.
Well, by the way,
then sort of blow it off as you get closer to, you know, Mother Nature calling.
Well, by the way, it reminds me of the Dear Diary I told you with one of my old co-hostesses who had, until she got married, I guess she burned it after the wedding, but she had...
that was a little late.
She had a diary of every person, every name forever, all in her entire 30-year life or something like that.
Wow.
And I used to kid her all the time. Well, how many names are in that book?
Yeah, was it thicker than the phone book?
Yeah, this went on for years. Yes. How much does that book weigh? We used to make a big thing about it all the time. When we go into her apartment, let's find that book.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, she would never give it up. Yeah.
So she told you it existed, but she wouldn't let you read it.
No, she would not give me the number.
Crazy.
Well, I mean, do you know the number? See, she knew the number.
Well, she's been counting.
Well, right. But do a lot of women count? I mean, do you count?
That is a good question.
Do guys count?
Oh, my gosh. Or do you stop counting at a certain age?
Right.
Text us your number or whether you count at all, yay or nay. 35253. Use the keyword Drex. I'll keep your name anonymous. We'll just keep tabs. Or you can say if you want us to say your name or not. Yes. So, okay,
your
guys,
number of
girls,
partners. Yeah, all
do
of that.
You keep tabs? Do you know the number?
Or would you use this app?
Or did you stop counting?
Yeah, with the new iOS 9.
35253.
Right.
35253. Use the keyword Drex.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are, you know, they're raising their hand in the newsroom and the other studios. They stop counting. You get to a certain point. Well, I guess marriage would be that, which would bring us right around to Case. What is her name? Kate Bollock. Yeah, who's going to be our guest next hour? New York Times bestseller, author of Spinster. Yes, living the life of a single modern woman. How about that?
I love it, and I want to take back that word because it has a connotation, but I like that it has spin in it. So, like, I'm spinning around in my cute shoes.
Spinster forever and ever you know, the lady who didn't get married. What is she? That's an old school, that's so 40s, 50s, that term.
What is it? Yeah. Does it refer to, like, spinning wheels? Like, you're just going to sit there and make
it probably
yarn
goes
for the rest
back
of your life?
You know, as far as I remember, I mean, you know.
God, it
sure
is.
It goes back to the... into the last way back
Mahatma
in the last
Gandhi,
century.
Spinster.
Goodness gracious, I don't know. By the way, tighter is better, Heather. apparently, putting on a pair of jeans that cuts off your circulation is great for you, mentally, that is.
Huh?
Now, it might require a team to remove them. It's kind of like Spanx.
Because it reminds you not to eat so much for lunch.
We're a little worried that, you know, what they're doing to you physically. No, no, no. Survey finds that women who wear tight jeans instead of baggier jeans are 12% more confident and 10% more happier. So you put those together, you know, you got almost 25. You got almost a quarter. Of course, it's probably not the jeans making them happy. It's because they're skinny enough to wear them. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, a certain body confidence, I'm going
to
guess.
Yeah, weirdly found that women who wear tight jeans are more likely to take the aisle seat in a plane and less likely to recycle. What does that have to do with the size of your jeans?
Less likely to recycle?
Yes. I don't know how they look. That's from the Daily Mail. I don't know how they put that together. So Stephen Colbert, as we move on quickly here and roll through the intro, Stephen Colbert is working on the intro for his new show. Here's a video. Actually, it is a video. You're obviously only going to hear the audio of him trying to come up with a new Late Show theme song.
What time is it? It's late. What show is it? It's show. My name's Stephen Colbert. From my head down to my feet, where I keep my toe. The show will be so great. It'll be a big success. You can watch it on TV, on the station, Columbia Broadcasting System.
iOS 9. That is.
Done.
Yeah.
Next. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert starting September 8th.
Yay!
I think it needs a little work.
Oh, my God. I could not love him more. I'm excited. I'm going to watch late night TV I guess.
Really? I'm excited. I think the biggest thing that I'm excited about, because I am going through Letterman withdrawal, I have to tell you, and Kimmel's been in reruns. So, but I mean, Fallon has been great. Regardless, he's got, well, of course, they're gigantic shoes. They're giant's shoes. And it's just going to be weird to see how he transitions. He has to totally make it his own. I mean, he has to forget everything the conventional about talk shows.
Well,
he has to turn it upside down, inside out, and
he would learn
turn and goo it all around.
From Letterman's lesson that we talked about on his way out,
yes,
which was
Dave
to not
regrets.
Try to do Leno's
right.
show when Leno was beating him in the ratings, but to do his own thing. Stay that course. Stick with your niche. You already carved it.
You're absolutely right. And by the way, if you did not know that, one of the things Dave said, who was he talking to, Variety or Hollywood Reporter or something? He gave an in-length interview.
Right.
But he mentioned the fact that if he had any regrets about the show, it was that period
one time
when
they
were trying to chase Leno and wasn't being true to himself. And then he just finally came to the conclusion, you know what? I need to be me.
Yeah,
and
don't chase.
Just be fine.
Run your own race.
And it turned out to be that way. There was Team Letterman and Team Leno. And then you see now that they both retired, who got all the love and respect at the end?
Oh,
Dave did.
Man.
Dave
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to our next guest. So, and that will bring me around to this to introduce our next topic. The guest is going to be us. Yes, the only good news coming out of that McKinney pool party. But I want Jerry Seinfeld to set this up as to why comedians don't want to perform at colleges, because I think it plays into it.
I hear that all the time. I don't play colleges, but I hear a lot of people tell me don't go near colleges. They're so PC. Here, I'll give you an example. My daughter's 14. My wife says to her, well, you know, in the next couple of years, I think maybe you're going to want to hang around the city more on the weekends so you can see boys. You know, my daughter says, she says, that's sexist. They just want to use these words. That's racist. That's sexist. That's prejudice. They don't even talking about.
All right. So that's what Jerry says. And that, well, those are his thoughts about doing comedy. But in the real world, what he said, I don't think is a bad thing. That they're noticing his as he said, his child, they are being PC. You know, they're talking about being sexist. They're talking about racism. And turns out...
But he also said they don't know what the freak it is.
I understand that. Well, you know,
and he's
Jerry's
right.
in his 50s. That's fine. But I'm saying there's something positive coming out of what his daughter, who's 14.
But you need to know what you're talking about.
Well, exactly.
I mean, what have we done to these kids? We've trained them to just knee-jerk political reaction.
Let me make my point. My point is when his 14-year-old daughter talked about that's sexist, that's racist, it turns out that these kids are sucking down everything that's going on in our world, even though it's via social media. But that's not a bad thing. And the good news, the only good news about the McKinney pool party is the white kids' response to racism. And guess what their age is? They're 14 and 15.
But that's not a knee-jerk reaction. God, they were there. They saw people be mean
that's
to people
right.
with a different skin
yes,
color.
And now
it
today
was
they are
racist.
Well, it was a big old mess now, wasn't it?
Okay, but what that girl's mom said to her about meeting boys in the city wasn't sexist. Or she should have used the opportunity to come out if that's what was going on there.
I'm just saying there is the fine line of the PC, and I agree with what Jerry said, and I agree with what you're saying. But what I'm saying is that these younger kids, they're, well, young adults, 14, 15, these adolescents, they're listening.
Okay.
They're listening.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
bells are going off in their head.
For sure. I think it's hard to be, even if you're only 14 or 15, a person in this world, in this country today, and not notice what is going on. And then to react
yeah.
like this, it's beautiful. This is the best news I've heard in
That's
weeks.
That's what I'm saying. I'm turning it upside down.
Okay. Right. We'll explain what that is.
Yes, we will. In just a minute, don't go away. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show. First, let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic's brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. We'll start in Palo Alto again. Northbound 101 at University Avenue, there was a stalled out Mercedes there. They've moved it out of the road, and it's now on the right shoulder. Traffic is moving some, but you're still stop and go back to about North Rangsdorf. By the way, your approach to 92 bogs back down just after Whipple Avenue on northbound 101. San Mateo, southbound 101 at 92, there's a ladder in the road, but no lane details on it. It does have traffic stop and go back to East 3rd Avenue. In San Francisco, 80 eastbound after 4th, a broken down vehicle did have the left lane taken out. They moved it out of the way. Traffic is still very heavy back to 101. Northbound 101 overflow on it is actually moving. Traffic is. You're still packed, though, back to about Cesar Chavez up to the Skyway. Oakland Airport is growing, and new service to 10 destinations across North America means up to 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of them. That's a $66 value. Find out more at oaklandairport.com/parkfree. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way by putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
KGOA 10 invites you to see National Geographic's award-winning photographer Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th at the Fox Theater in Redwood City. Steve Winter will share his stories and images from around the world of tigers, snow leopards, jaguars, cougars, and more. For tickets and information, visit the events page at kgoradio.com. Don't miss National Geographic's Steve Winter on the trail of the big cats. Wednesday, June 17th in Redwood City from KGO 810.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
If you have Medicare, Walgreens has good news. Because with the new balanced rewards, it's easier than ever to earn points, even with Medicare. Now, you'll get points for every prescription and immunization every day. And more points mean more rewards. To see all the new ways to earn points and get rewards, simply visit walgreens.com/morepoints. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions apply. For details, visit walgreens.com/balance.
Are you prepared for the next financial crisis? Would another shock to the global economy derail your plans for retirement or force you out of retirement and back to work? This is Scott Hansen, co-host of Hansen McLean's Money Matters, airing Saturdays at 4 p.m. here on KGO. I'm certainly not forecasting we'll see another major pullback in the financial markets, but there's always a chance another one is lurking around the corner. As a financial advisor for over 2 decades, as well as co-host of the popular Money Matters radio program, I'm growing increasingly concerned with how people are investing their retirement dollars. You see, as the Fed has lowered interest rates, many people have chased higher returns by shifting their safe money out of secure investments and into riskier assets, oftentimes without even knowing it. So if you're less than totally confident that your retirement savings can survive another downturn, tune into Hansen McLean's Money Matters program Saturdays at 4 p.m. We answer your calls and questions about saving, investing, and retirement. To learn more about Hansen McLean's Money Matters, simply visit moneymatters.com or call us at 888-2-HANSEN. We'll see you Saturday at 4 p.m.
Having a cleaner come to your home and use nasty chemicals, that makes no sense. That's why you call Zero Res. Zero Res uses safe, scientific, alkaline water that doesn't leave a sticky residue and dries fast. So call Zero Res today for the June summer special. 3 rooms clean for only $119, and you get a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for 3 rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call 877-321-0-7. 739. Commercial customers, you get a free quote. 877-321-0739. 877-321-0739.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the only good news about the McKinney pool party that really is, and I was talking about this at the last break, and, you know, it's not the same thing when Jerry Seinfeld's talking about comedy, about being PC. I understand that. But when his 14-year-old daughter says things like, that's sexist or that's racist, that tells me in my mind that they're starting, or they are for sure, connecting what is going on in our world, whether that be through the media or the social media. And most likely, I'd say the social media. And that's where this is taking off. So the story goes, the only good news about the McKinney pool party is the white kids' response to the racism. And we do have breaking news about this. The officer who
I think it was a couple hours ago, but
throwdown of that African-American girl onto the ground, it just, you know, it was just shocking to me. And then shoving her face into the, smashing her face into the ground. He has.
What a creep.
Has he resigned?
He resigned. He was suspended originally. He resigned today. And there's a 2008 lawsuit, I guess, against him. His name's Case Bolt. That has come to light. He was sued for excessive force, racial profiling, failure to render aid, and sexual assault. And I said to Maureen last night, I thought what he did to that girl was very sexual assault.
And seeing it over the weekend, you know, because the media was spinning this, that there was more to the story, that there was a big fracas and the kids were coming over the fences and scaring the neighbors. It turns out that it seems that was spin. You can weigh in if you'd like, 808-0810, if you saw that in a different light, because that was the media spin.
So in the lawsuit against Casebolt, he was also among three officers involved in a stop that allegedly led to a body cavity search, just saying, and that lawsuit was dismissed. How convenient. So anyway, lots of kids, including white kids in Texas, responded to the McKinney pool party with a demonstration today. And they've got these great signs. You see these cute white kids, white silence equals white consent. I love that. No justice, no peace, no racist police. Protect our youth. And then a black girl is with these three white kids in this picture that I'm seeing at one news website that says my skin color is not a crime. And it's like, yeah, what happened there? Oh, swimming while black. I guess that's not against the law in McKinney, Texas.
And here's the bell ringer and the siren that should be going off in everybody's head. The white teens are the reason we're hearing the truth about this.
Exactly.
From our very own Bay Area BuzzFeed. They report on the incident. Yes, Grace Stone. They're in New York. Oh, okay. Well, I thought they were here, too. They're everywhere. But anyway, Grace Stone, who is a 14-year-old white girl, said when she and her friends responded to the white adult's comments that the black pool party guests should return to their Section 8 public housing, well, the older woman started getting violent, and that's when all hell broke loose and the police were called. And Brandon Brooks, a white 15-year-old, took out his cell phone, and he's the guy who recorded what happened next, creating a record of the event that he later, you know, he posted it on YouTube. And this is how they're getting their news, along with the commentary. So the cops just started putting everyone on the ground and in handcuffs for no reason. This kind of force is uncalled for, especially on children and innocent bystanders. What did he say next? I'll share it with you. Your thoughts, 808-0810. Right now it's time to check in with the KGO Newsroom and John Lobertini.
Hey there, it's me, your ambassador of fun, Renee Richardson, and the Nene Project is on. What's a Nene Project? It's the fixer-upper that I call my house, and we couldn't be doing it without the help of Serta Pro Painters, mainly because my contractor husband doesn't like to paint, but he has very high standards. So we called in the pros, Serta Pro, to help us out. Their color specialists helped to mediate. Helped us make the right color decisions, whether I wanted to do it over and over again. They were there for me, true professionals. That's what you get at Serta Pro, service and quality. They're professional, they're quick, and they're going to make sure that you're satisfied. Give them a call at 800-GO-CERTA. That's Serta with a C, 800-GO-CERTA. They're locally owned and operated. And they remember, like you should, that painting is personal.
If you put your glasses on to see your phone, then take them off to see across the room, then back on to see a text message, you know exactly how aggravating it can be to go glasses on, glasses off all day long. But there is a better way. Learn about a long-lasting solution to your reading glasses. The camera inlay is an FDA-approved procedure that can rejuvenate your near vision. It's different from LASIK, and it's available right now with renowned surgeon Dr. Craig Bindi at the Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley. To qualify, you must be between 40 and 60. Have good distance vision, but use reading glasses for near. Finally, there's a modern way for you to see your cell phone, menu, and computer without reading glasses. To see if camera is right for you, schedule your free consultation with Dr. Craig Bindi in San Jose or Pleasanton. Call 877-GET-2020 or learn more online at BayArea2020.com. That's BayArea2020.com. The Laser Eye Center of Silicon Valley.
The only good news about the McKinney pool party is the white kids' response to racism. What do you think? You can tweet us at Generation Drex or give us a call at 808-0810. Right now, let's check in the KGO newsroom with John Lobertini.
Well, Drex, it has been a busy night in sports, and we lead this newscast with a piece of San Francisco Giants baseball history. In New York tonight, pitcher Chris Heston became the first Giants rookie since 1912 to throw a no-hitter. The 5-0 win over the Mets in New York City is the 17th no-no in Giants history and the fourth in the past four seasons.
So Smith will fire away and knocks down a three.
Well, the Cleveland Cavaliers again jumped out early on the Golden State Warriors. J.R. Smith and James Jones, 7 points apiece, and the Cavs are shooting 43%. Now, that wouldn't normally be worth mentioning, but the Warriors shooting just 34%. And, of course, LeBron James is leading all scorers with 13 points.
Now it's LeBron James burrows his way to the bucket, and a left-hand layup's up a good Andre.
That is Tim Roy on sister station KNBR. NBA MVP Steph Curry, again cold from the field, missing 5 of 6 shots, scoring just 3 points. At halftime, the Cavaliers lead the Golden State Warriors 44-37. Rent control in Santa Rosa. The city council considering a plan tonight that would temporarily cap rent increases in the high-priced North Bay City to just 3%. Here's KGO 810's Kim McAllister.
Santa Rosa City Councilwoman Julie Combs says it's a way to protect the poorest residents.
I've had phone calls from people who were not able to stay in their household because the rents had gone up so much. And when they have children, it's really devastating to watch them move into their car.
Councilwoman Combs says she worries that if the council appears willing to talk about rent control, landlords will rush to raise rents before they can get to it.
The idea is that I'm trying to hit the pause button for the next month and a half while we have a conversation about rent control.
That police officer in suburban Dallas, Texas, caught on video at a pool party has resigned. Eric Casebolt was seen pointing his gun at black teenagers at a pool party, but the most disturbing scene appeared to be when he put his knee into the back of a young woman wearing a bikini, had her face down on the ground. But correspondent Nick Valencia reports this is not Casebolt's first such encounter.
2008, the same year he received the Officer of the Year award, he was sued for allegedly performing an illegal body cavity search, accused of using excessive force, racial profiling, and sexual assault.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time coming up on 7:33.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name your price. A tool, an idea, an inspiration to do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at Progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance. Steve!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KGO 810 invites you to the Pinot Days Grand Festival, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. Come taste for yourself why Pinot is now one of the most coveted red grape varieties. Enjoy Pinot Noir from over 80 boutique wineries and meet the winemakers that craft them. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGOradio.com or buy them at PinotDays.com. It's Pinot Days, Saturday, June 20th at the Metreon in San Francisco. From KGO 810.
Planning for and transitioning into retirement is much more complicated and difficult today than it was 20 years ago. It's challenging, yes, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters program, airing here on KGO on Saturdays at 4 p.m. For nearly 2 decades, this program has been broadcast from the Capital Region and, I'm happy to announce, is now on KGO. My co-host Pat McLean and I are both credentialed financial advisors who have been spending the past 20 years helping folks like yourself plan for and transition into retirement. Our firm, Hansen McLean Advisors, has helped thousands of individuals and families and would like to be assistance to you as well. We think you'll appreciate the way we tackle financial questions on the air with our practical, common-sense approach to investment planning. You'll find our show is not only informative, but also a little bit amusing and even a little irreverent to Wall Street. We look forward to being with you this Saturday at 4 p.m. right after Consumer News with Michael Finney. To learn more about the show, as well as Hanson McLean, simply visit moneymatters.com. That's moneymatters.com.
We are coming up on 7:35 here on KGO. That means it's time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. In Santa Clara, 237 eastbound at Zanker Road, there was a fender bender there a while back, but they've cleared that. Traffic is still unwinding between East Java Drive and North First. Palo Alto, northbound 101 at University, a stalled out vehicle there has been out of the road for several minutes now. Traffic is unwinding still from before Oregon Expressway up to University Avenue. And if you're heading into the city on northbound 101, get ready for a wait. Traffic drops to a crawl at Cesar Chavez, and it crawls to the Skyway. If you're hopping on eastbound 80, you're going to wait some more. Stop and go from 101 to Fremont. Good news is no slowdowns on the Bay Bridge in either direction. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Attorney Kuvara any question related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney, ex-insurance adjuster, rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau. This is a free evaluation. Call today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, you can blame the remnants of Hurricane Blanca for all this humidity. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Temperatures are down this afternoon, believe it or not. We have the fog around, and that's pretty much what you can expect in the overnight hours. Tomorrow morning, you can leave your jacket behind. Mid-50s to mid-60s, quite mild to start off. We do have a possibility of showers and thunderstorms, best chance in the North Bay, between late tonight and tomorrow evening. So don't be surprised if you hear the rumble of thunder.
And your temperatures tomorrow, mid-60s to mid-80s. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got scattered clouds and 74 degrees in Concord. It's 70 in Fairfield, 70 in Livermore, 65 in Half Moon Bay, 69 in Santa Cruz, 67 Oakland, 72 San Jose, 66 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Thank you very much, John. And it is 7:36 on the Drex Radio Show, along with Heather. And we're talking about what good, if anything, came out of the McKinney pool party. It was the white kid's response to racism. And just a few hours ago, it turns out that officer who was involved in throwing the black girl to the ground and then pulling out the gun, which, by the way, if you look at the video, did you notice how quickly he put it back in his holster? The other cops were like, oh, put that thing away.
That's a bit much.
Boy, what was I thinking? Thank God. But I think it's also important to say, because we had lots of tweets, and you can tweet us at Generation Drex, or you can comment on Facebook at KGO Radio. And people were saying, you know, Drex, I totally agree with you that, yes, you know what? Teenagers do get it when it comes to sexism, racism, and these other disruptive words in our world. Okay? They do understand, and things are changing. But I think it's also because somebody wrote us on KGO Facebook, KGO Radio.
Oh, it just says 100,000 cops do good deeds every day. One cop acts stupid in Texas, and all cops are racist. Really, I'm not sure who he.
Okay, well,
I just want to
reference this. Howard Safer, who was the former commissioner for the New York Police Department from 96 to 2000, when everything was just cool in New York City with crime, made it very clear in his Time piece article. That is just a very small, and I repeat, a very small, his words now, number of police officers who engage in brutality. It's possible that there are departments that systematically do as well, but out of 18,000 police departments in the United States, those instances are rare. Those officers and departments should be targets of investigation and reform. But it's important to remember that the majority of police do their jobs effectively and safely at great risk every day. I couldn't agree more with him.
Oh, duh. I mean,
yeah,
it's like,
I know,
it's not...
but you know, you have to say that now.
Do we have to say it out loud?
I want to. I'll scream it. You can turn the transmitter off and you'll still be able to hear me. I think it's very
important.
It's
not like I'm not going to call 911 if somebody's coming into my house with a gun. Please, are you kidding?
Listen, when you have homicides in New York, Chicago, and over here in Oakland up between 15 and 18% in the past year, you know, yes. A lot of the cops are like, well, not like, they're. I'm sure they're laying back. You know what? You guys can just figure this out. Figure it out on your own. I'm not pulling my gun out. But let's get back to my point and our point about the McKinney pool party with the white kid's response to the racism.
Yeah, Brandon Brooks, who shot the video.
Right. And he said, look, I'm just responding to what the white adults' comments at the black pool party should not have been. You know, when they started yelling and screaming, this one woman said, return to your Section 8 public housing. Obviously, they were in a white neighborhood. And then it all became violent.
White-ish.
Yes. And then there was Brandon Brooks, 15-year-old white girl. She says the police...
No, that's a boy.
Oh, that is... I'm sorry. Then the police were called, and he's the one who took out his cell phone to record what happened next and created the record that went up on YouTube and became viral and became part of the news and the discussion. And he goes on... They both go on to say, so the cops just started putting everyone on the ground in handcuffs for no reason. This kind of force is uncalled for, especially with children and bystanders. Now, this is what one of them said, and I think this is so important. You can see in the video where he tells us to sit down, and he kind of skips over me and tells all of my African-American friends to go sit down. But they weren't alone. Images from the protests in McKinney's show, demonstrators, including a white teen holding that white silence equals white consent sign. But it goes back to the video. They didn't even look at me. It was as if I was invisible if you look at the video.
This is my favorite thing ever because it's so clear in that video. You're like, who's shooting that? What's going on there? Everyone who was getting put on the ground was
black,
Mexican, Arabic. The cop didn't even look at me. It was kind of like I was invisible.
Yes.
Which, because you're going, wait, who's shooting this? How come we're allowed to see it? He seems so angry and upset with everyone. You'd think that he'd be like slapping
absolutely.
That cell phone camera out of whosoever's hand. Oh, but it's little Johnny white boy, so it's okay. And I noticed that in the video as well. There's these fat white guys in the neighborhood standing around, and while he's screaming at the black kids to back up, get out of here, he lets the white guy just stand near him and watch whatever he wants to do with his hands in his big dumb pockets.
And here's the thing,
Heather.
Here's the thing, Heather. And so you're absolutely right about one thing. Everybody's been scratching their head until this story came out. You know, who was the person shooting the video? What? Because in instances that we've seen before, somebody eventually comes at the person rolling the video or using the cell phone, okay? Who's recalling all of it. Yes, recording it. Right. And that never happened. So, you know, that was of course, it was complete turmoil. The other officers there, by the way, were doing the right thing.
Yeah, they seemed to be like, dude, chill out. I mean, they should have cuffed him and thrown him on the ground
and in the back of a squad car. This goes back to what I said.
He's a danger to the community.
To what the police commissioner said, you know, the ex-police commissioner from New York City. Look, you know, they're not, it's a small percentage. The other
but
cops
how embarrassing
were
if you're a
in.
Cop and you're in this heated moment and you feel like you got to corral your buddy there, your partner on the force, because he's just losing his mind and thinks he's in some Starsky and Hutch movie or TV show episode with that stupid somersault roll. What was that all about? The guy is nuts. I'm telling you.
Wow, and they're 14 and 15-year-olds, and obviously they're at a pool party. 808-0810. I mean, at some point, very quickly, the point you roll up and you see them in swimsuits, you can assume they don't have any weapons. I think that's... That's a safe assumption.
A super soaker, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Well, good God forbid they would have pulled one of those.
Anyway, all of you adults, take note. Kids in McKinney, Texas, thank you from the bottom of at least my heart. I think Trex is with me. You have done the right thing.
By protesting.
And
yes.
All you other kids, you take note too. Anytime you see anything wrong going on, stick up for people.
So, again, when you see this on the news, you'll see these kids, they're all white, and they're holding up signs, white silence equals white consent, which I kind of like that placard.
I totally agree. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Good job, kids. Yay, kids in McKinney, Texas, if you can hear us. We'll send them a copy of the podcast.
And again, once more, I'm totally down with what the former police commissioner said, because I do believe that there's a pullback in big city police departments. Well, probably, I'm sure it's safe to assume. Look at San Jose. They're running out of police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just about the fact that they don't like the deal that they have. There's more to the story, of course. There always is more to the story.
And these McKinney kids are getting flown to New York as we speak, and we'll be on the talk shows tomorrow morning.
Oh, really? Okay.
I bet. I'm just making a, you know, that's how the news cycle works. Because that little Brandon that took the video is awesome. And, of course, I'd like to hear more from Tatiana Rhodes, who organized the event, et cetera, et cetera.
And it's a shame.
And they'll probably never be able to get those horrible white ladies on camera because they should be extremely embarrassed.
Well, yes, in that neighborhood, I'm totally 100% with you. But, you know, the thin blue line has stopped a lot of voices of good officers from coming out to the media because they have to draw the line. There's rules and regulations that they have to play by. And I think that part of this story is a shame, too. Because
just don't say anything.
Right, right.
Like
keep your mouth shut. You're not going to find many police officers who say what this former police commissioner said. Look, we're good cops. Leave us alone. Back off. There are some bad apples. We're weeding them out. We get it.
But you're saying you don't think you'll ever see Case Bolt's accomplices or whatever, you know, his coworkers that were there on the scene who actually tried to calm him down. Well, you don't think you're ever going to see them talking to a news crew.
Unless it goes to a lawsuit and they're sworn in. Yeah.
God, I don't know. That's an interesting question. I feel like everyone wants this behind them.
Right. And as I said, I feel for the police officers out there who have a hard job and a responsibility to keep themselves safe and all of us safe, and they're doing the right thing, and they've been doing the right thing all their life.
A responsibility to count to 10 and take
these
a deep breath.
Men and women. I honestly, right now, if you said, Drex, you want to be a cop? I'd say no. No. Would you blame
me? You never
would
have, though. No. Did you ever consider law enforcement?
No, I considered being a firefighter.
Oh, really?
But, I'm just not cut out for police duty. But, but honestly, it's an honorable job. And
I can see doing
it. That part is getting lost somewhere in this haze.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Yeah, it really is.
Anyway, let's do something fun.
Hey, I want to. Yes. So have you been invited to a wedding so far this year? Because the average cost of a wedding is $673. And that's...
Oh, to be a guest.
I think that's cheap, by the way. That's the average. If you're coming to San Francisco, add a one in front of that. Yes, if you're coming here from somewhere else.
But or Napa or Monterey.
We're going to talk about this. So wedding season's here. Are you thinking about tying the knot? And what about the destination weddings? We'll discuss coming up next during the break. Well, we'll check in with Lee Graham, and then we'll get to the wedding goodies. Here's Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Oakland Airport Parking. We'll start with the good news. Things are looking great, finally, on the Peninsula and South Bay, almost entirely free of any slowdowns at all. Now, 680 northbound, those of you commuting out along the Sunol grade, things are still relaxing. You're still stop and go from about 262 in Fremont up to 84 in Sunol. Northbound 160 across the Antioch Bridge, get ready for a wait. Traffic is jammed solid all the way across the bridge. And near Pinole, 80 eastbound at Richmond Parkway on-ramp there. Watch out for deer grazing in the Gore Point there. They're also hanging out in the carpool off-ramp. So just a heads up for you. Oakland Airport's now offering 3 days of free parking when you fly to any one of 10 cities with new service this summer. From New Orleans to Tijuana, from Nashville to Houston Intercontinental, fly OAK and park free. Get the details at oaklandairport.com/park free. OAK, park close, fly on time. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
What bothers you most about your old windows? Over the last 15 years, Kathleen and I have listened.
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows to provide great customer service. 15 years later, they've become California's number one window replacement company.
So many of our customers tell us that their old single-pane windows don't keep the street noise out, the neighbor's mower sounds like it's in their living room, and every time the wind blows, it makes a howling sound.
American Vision Windows has the solution, the Sound Package. It's one of our favorite window upgrades.
And right now, you can get a free upgrade to the Sound Package, plus free expert installation from American Vision Windows and Solar. Simply call 888-845-2541.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows and Solar.
Enjoy the peace and quiet you deserve with a free upgrade to the Sound Package. Call 888-845-2541
or AmericanVisionWindows.com. Now serving San Diego. CSLB number 778-326.
Ford is taking the EcoBoost Challenge all across America so everyone can test drive America's best-selling brand.
Oh, wow. Ford has really stepped up.
I definitely feel the EcoBoost.
They really kicked the competition's butt on this.
So come get behind the wheel and experience the new Ford lineup for yourself.
Awesome. I wanted to do it again and again and again.
My opinion of Ford has dramatically changed.
Hurry to your local Ford dealer for the EcoBoost Challenge sales event going on now. Best selling based on 2014 calendar year sales.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist. And they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed. But I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Rick Oderio, proud owner of Conklin Brothers, and this is Call Me on the Carpet, where I take your tough questions about carpet and flooring. Let's go to Doris in Atherton.
Rick, I don't drive, so I can't get to your showroom.
Then we'll bring the Conklin Brothers showroom to you.
What, you've got a van with a few selected items you want to unload?
No, we have a van filled with carpet, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, and ceramic tile. Whatever you want to see. Complete with a Conklin Brothers flooring expert.
Probably some high-pressure salesman.
No, no pressure, Doris. At Conklin Brothers, we want you to have the best shopping experience ever.
So how do I schedule this mobile showroom?
Just go to ConklinBrothers.com, schedule online, or call us in San Jose, Fremont, or San Mateo.
All right, just one more thing. About your carpet expert.
What's that, Doris?
Make sure he's a stud muffin.
Thanks for calling me on the carpet, Doris.
Conklin Brothers, you can count on us.
Tune in and hang on. The Trex Radio Show on KGO 810.
I'm so glad I don't have any friends that are getting married, honest to God.
Oh, that is a terrible thing to say.
No, I'm being selfish because I'm talking about, but that's my wallet speaking. All right. Yeah, besides, I don't want to go through the hassle. I'll send you a lovely gift from Tiffany's, I promise. I give every, you know what I give everybody? I buy them a vase. Well, that's several hundred dollars. That beats the hell out of spending, like, you know, as I said, $1,500, $1,600. Now, the average destination wedding this year is about somewhere between $670 and $700. I think that's the average. That's obviously not what you would pay if you were coming here, if you're having a destination wedding. But here's why you'd better not have a cash bar at your wedding. Don't be trying to squeeze $5 out of somebody for a beer or a wine, glass of wine. That'd be bad news. American is...
Why is that? I'm always on the opposite of this.
No cash bar. Yeah, let the booze flow.
I planned one of my high school's class reunions and everything, and people were so adamant about open bar. And I'm like, what difference does it make?
Oh, yeah.
We can all afford a cocktail. Who cares?
Yes, unless you're having a destination wedding, then you should not.
Oh, then you have to. Gotcha.
Yes,
We're still on the destination thing.
Right.
Well, anyway, don't listen to him. If you're sending wedding invitations, send it to Heather at KGO. I will gladly come. I love weddings.
Yeah.
I love getting dressed up. I'm a great wedding guest. I'll start the conga line, whatever you want, you cute little couple, you.
Wow. And then we're having Spinster on. That's the discussion.
And then we're
going to
talk about how glad I am that I'm not married.
Yes, that you're not. Okay.
I want to go to your wedding. I don't want to go to mine.
There's something very hypocritical about that, Heather. I'm not quite sure I could put my finger on it.
I like marriage.
When it's somebody else.
For other people.
I'm with you. I tend to agree. All right. So anyway, if you're having a destination wedding, if you're having your wedding in Honolulu or in New York City, yeah, it's an open bar. All right. So let me see here. We have questions here as to ask yourself before tying the knot. Hey, you can back out at the last minute. Bristol Palin did.
Holy cow.
She was having destination. Remember that? That was a Memorial Day weekend. And
right. What
was it? It was just a few days before, so you know people had their tickets and reservations.
Right. That's why Sarah still held that stupid barbecue.
Yeah. She said,
oh, it's just about family and togetherness.
It's about friends and family.
And then she screamed at the groom. What was his name? Scott?
Right.
She's all...
Well, there were rumors that he was married to someone else and didn't do the
reveal. He was married to someone else.
Whether he was divorced or not, I don't know. But that was the big thing.
Married and divorced.
I'm still going to haul moose down to Kentucky. Come on down. Give you some bourbon.
What?
All the bourbon you want. Okay. Well, let's see here. Are you tying for better or worse? Will tying the knot make you better or worse? Does your partner encourage you to be your best self, or does he or she get intimidated by any triumphs and feel, you know, more secure when you're not putting your best foot forward? Love that.
Yeah. 20 questions or a few. We might not get to all of them. Some of them were kind of dumb and we crossed them out.
Right.
20 questions to ask yourself before you tie the knot. So that was, is for better or worse making me
better or worse? Yes.
And number two is, do we really accept one another? There's always things you want to change about the people in your life.
No.
But are you able to let those things go and just accept the flaws, the baggage, as long as you have matching baggage? I love that saying.
Don't try to fix people. I have a buddy of mine, you know, who's one of my best friends, and his wife's a drink counter. It's going to cause them a divorce. He's not an alcoholic, but she's a drink counter.
That's as bad as being an alcoholic.
Okay.
He should find something of hers to count.
Ugh.
Like how many times
the days. That's what he's counting. Okay, next. Things to ask yourself before tying the knot. Am I feeling trapped? Well, you know, there are last-minute jitters, but if you're in this and the time and the clock is ticking and you feel trapped, are you really invested in this person?
That's bad. That's the person that leaves somebody at the altar. Am I happy in the relationship? Well, duh. But, you know, if you're having a little bit of a hard time going into the marriage, you might want to put that on pause and make sure that things are going to be okay on the other side, because you can't hope that things will change in the future. That's just a bad, bad idea.
Well, it goes back, and I think this all goes together. I think the ultimate, item, the big ticket item we're going to get out of this conversation is, don't think you can change people, because you can't. So my next point, is this relationship balanced? Do you feel like you're both on the same page in terms of compromise? Well, the art of compromise, I do believe, doesn't say it here, but I'll just speak my own truth. It can be learned. That part can be taught. I have learned to compromise.
Okay.
Yeah. Do it a lot.
So in a way you've changed?
Yes. I might be mellowing a bit. Damn it. I hate that.
I nailed you. That's so funny. I go back and forth on the whole change thing, because sort of you can't change people, but you can
compromise.
Teach people how to treat you so that you have boundaries, things like that. Okay. This seems like a big duh too, but again, ask yourself honestly, can we have fun together, this woman that I'm about to marry?
Can we have fun apart? Just as important.
Yep. Codependency ain't that cute, y'all. Why am I in this relationship? Is it because you respect, love, trust, and value the person you're with? Or do they have a big bank account?
Am I with a good person? Now, don't be in it for the money if they're not a good person.
Right.
You know, am I a parent or a partner? Because, you know, one's going to want one. Yes, are you a parent or a partner?
Somebody who just wants a mommy.
Yeah.
And then, of course, do I really trust this person?
And finally, let me leave you with this one. What is my gut feeling tell me? Yeah, that's why the big guy in the sky, whoever he or she is, that's why they say that to you. They whisper it in your ear. Is this what my gut is telling me? All right, we'll make more. Elton John loses his mind coming up right after we check in the KGO News Center with John Libertini.
Do you have IRAs sitting in the bank earning practically nothing? When you left your last employer, did you leave behind your 401k too? Does a Roth IRA conversion make sense for you? When can you take money out of your IRAs and 401k without paying a penalty? If you're self-employed, how do you save more than the small amounts allowed into IRAs? The O'Donnell Financial Group is here to guide you. They help their clients position their money based on when they need to spend it, consolidate their retirement savings for easy management, determine with their tax advisor whether a Roth IRA conversion makes sense for them. Know the right time to take money out of their retirement accounts to avoid unnecessary penalties, and help business owners maximize their retirement savings. Call them today at 866-496-2300 for a free review of your portfolio.
Securities offered through Securities America, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Try saying croissant sandwich.
Croissant sandwich.
Yeah, it's the only way to capture its flaky, buttery lightness, and right now they're just 2 for $4. Now say muffin.
Muffin?
Oh, no, that's boring.
Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more lots to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours. New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, refers to first dose only. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Action in sports happens all the time, and you